This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. A severe weather outbreak pummels portions of southeast Alabama into Georgia. More from CBS's Mark Strassman, who has been checking out the damage.
In Abbeville, Alabama, a reported large tornado cut through, damaging a few buildings. While nearby Eufaula fared worse, a twister downing trees and power lines.
It was like boom, 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 boom.
And damaging Brittany Shade's apartment building.
I was very scared. I ran in the room to get my little girl. I kept calling her name. She wanted to wake up. I'm like, come on, it's a tornado out here.
Smoke from Canada's wildfires lingers in Minnesota. It has sparked air quality alerts in the Minneapolis area and into nearby Wisconsin. WCCO-TV's Joseph Dames reports.
Gauging the smoke has passed the test for Robert Del Prado.
Seems like it's higher aloft than it is down, so it doesn't seem to be affecting me.
But the wildfire smoke is noticeable for others.
I don't like being around real thick smoke. This is pretty thick.
Limiting the time downtown.
30 minutes maybe. Go out, look at the river, look at everything around, go home.
Police in western Massachusetts say someone poured pool acid on playground slides, injuring at least two people. CBS's Christopher Cruz reports.
The children suffered burn-like injuries at a park in the town of Longmeadow near Springfield.
I can't understand why somebody would do something like that.
Their mother, Ashley Thielen,
started crying and saying, Mommy, it hurts, it hurts.
The acid caused mostly superficial blisters and swelling on her children's skin. Police say someone broke into the park's swimming pool storage room, stole some muriatic acid and then poured it on three slides. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The Federal Reserve lets the key interest rate of 5.1% unchanged for the first time in more than a year, but it has signaled that it may raise rates two more times this year, beginning as soon as next month. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell.
The economy is facing headwinds from tighter credit conditions for households and businesses, which are likely to weigh on economic activity, hiring, and inflation.
A New York grand jury returns an indictment against Marine veteran Daniel Penny in connection with the subway chokehold that resulted in the death of Jordan Neely. More from WCBS-TV's Dick Brennan.
Witnesses told police he'd been acting erratically, and they described feeling threatened before Penny intervened. Penny released a video statement this weekend saying he was protecting himself and other passengers.
Penny's lawyers say they're confident a trial jury will find their client's actions fully justified. Ongoing drug shortages are now impacting two commonly used forms of penicillin made by Pfizer. The company tells the FDA they are Bicillin LA and Bicillin CR, which are used to treat syphilis, strep, pneumonia, and more. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes! That's awesome!
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK. UK.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Cut. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
direct from the dairy state. It's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
How do you feel about the economy right now? 844-967-2789. It's the economy, stupid. But no, and this is, it personally, how do you feel? Like if you were to, someone were to ask you point blank, how's the economy doing? What would you say? And I'm so interested to hear your opinion because I feel like everyone's going to have a different answer as to why they feel the way they feel. And I think the economy is this huge umbrella term for how our personal finances are doing, what our job status is, what our hiring status is, and we don't have a shared definition, let alone shared like indicators like economists do, but it doesn't translate always into how we feel the country or our finances are doing. So how do you feel about the economy right now? 844-967-2789. We are starting here because this is where we ended yesterday, and we actually started to get a bunch of calls, but we couldn't take them because the show had to end and we had to go to the newscast. But would love to hear from you. Greg Bach.
Hello.
How do you feel about the economy right now?
I feel ambivalent.
Okay.
Because just like that, like you were talking about yesterday, because I was listening to the show, because I listen to the show.
You do listen to the show. Especially lately.
Yeah, a lot lately. more to come, people. But I always feel like the automatic sense is to be like, the economy is terrible. Unless you have like just indicators that are so outward and so like,
unless it's the 90s.
Yeah, unless it's like the 90s or the 20s or whatever, when everything was booming and wonderful. Because, you know, you hear inflation all the time. You hear the price of eggs. You hear the
price of houses.
You hear college. You hear this. And you're like, of course the economy is terrible. And then you actually read the projections and they're like, nope, it's good. It's not where we should be, but like it's not as horrible as we want to believe, because we just always think the economy, it's terrible.
And certainly not as horrible as what other countries are dealing with now.
My good gravy, no.
But Jane Matinere, how do you feel about the economy right now?
Well, and I think it all depends upon your personal situation. And my husband and I are fortunate. Our house is paid for.
Mm-hmm.
We're both working in jobs that we love. We have money in the bank. My 401k has been doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I mean, things are expensive. I filled up with gas yesterday. It was $50. And it's Saudis are going to be cutting oil production, so expect those gas prices to continue rising.
Yeah.
And expect them to blame Joe Biden for it.
Right. But things are still expensive. And for people, you mentioned trying to buy a house, trying to find some place to rent.
Yeah.
That's not going to cost you 40% of what you make. I can't even imagine. So This is one of the rare occasions when I guess I'm glad I'm old.
I'm getting there, Jane. I can't wait.
Well, and so we brought this up because the new inflation numbers came out yesterday, and it's at a two-year low, which is good, but it's, you know, that doesn't tell the whole story. Energy is a lot cheaper than it was. I love this. Revenge spending is down, which has also curbed inflation. What would you say? It's not revenge porn. It is revenge spending. What do you think revenge spending is, Greg?
I think revenge spending is when you spend your money because they say don't. Or
that's actually not far off, but go ahead.
Or after a breakup.
So it was after pandemic lockdowns. So they're titling it revenge spending for like the Americans splurging on vacations and leisure and recreation. And now, like, I don't know why economists said that's revenge spending, like revenge against the pandemic and the lockdown.
That sounds ridiculous because during the entire lockdown in those like first year of the pandemic, the amount of people showing the boxes they ordered from Amazon, like nobody stopped spending. Everyone was spending. Yeah, you weren't going on vacation, but you were still spending. Do you know how many Lego sets I bought during lockdown?
How many have you finished?
I have not finished one in a long time.
Okay.
It's
you're a little busy.
I'm very busy and I don't have a room. I need a space.
A Lego room.
Yeah. Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call and or text talking about how do you feel about the economy. Jack from Merrimack. Hello, Jack. What do you think?
Well, I think the economy is going great. All we hear from the Republicans, and unfortunately we don't hear enough positive stuff from the Democrats, but all we hear from the Republicans is inflation, inflation, inflation. Inflation's on the way down. I just drove out to South Dakota and back, and for the first time in years, actually since the Obama administration, I saw a terrific amount of construction. There were 10-mile stretches half a dozen times on the interstate that were one lane was closed trying to improve the infrastructure and fixing up really banged up highways. What needs to happen, you know those cutesy little signs that showed Biden pointing to the gas prices and said, they say, I did this. He needs to have a bunch of those signs at the beginning of each construction zone. I did this because that's the result of his infrastructure. But here's what Harvard Business Review has to say about the economy. This is from a report in March of this year. There's a booming labor market, which we know because the unemployment's down to the lowest level that I can ever remember. There's strong household balance sheets that keep spending high. Households' net worth is far higher than before COVID. Firms are going strong. Profitability record highs. Well, no wonder, of course, there's the so-called inflation, which is price gouging. Firms are making 200, 300% more profit than they have. There's even faster wage growth, strong sales growth. Firms are reluctant to have layoffs. And finally, there's the absence. This is from that report of Harvard Business Review, which is hardly a left-leaning study group. There is even the absence of convincing evidence of threats of recession. So, no, this is not taken out of context. This is the way the economy actually is.
Totally. And Jack, so my question is, because like we have all those numbers, but yet there is this disconnect because in the Fed's most recent survey of household economics and decision making, only 18% of Americans think the economy is going well. So what do you think the gap is? Because all those numbers can be true, and yet people still feel crappy about it.
All we hear is the economy is terrible, inflation, inflation, inflation. That's all we ever hear. And what the Democrats have to get their act together. And I mean, this has been going on for I don't know, as long as I can remember. Republicans always have this negative, negative, negative whenever the Democrats have any kind of power whatsoever. And yet those negatives are very often either extremely exaggerated or simply not accurate. we've got to hear the other side, and we don't. I really wish that Biden had enough, what should I say?
Chutzpah?
Interest in... hello?
Hello.
Greg asked me if the word you're looking for is chutzpah.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. I wish he had... And I wish he would do, like, fireside chats every single week, saying stuff about this, about what he's accomplished, because he's accomplished a heck of a lot. Like I said, the economy is very strong.
And you make such a good point, Jack, about when you see all those construction projects, you know, the infrastructure, the bridges and the roads, those are jobs.
Yep.
Those are people earning a living, putting money back into their local economies and keeping things driving and keeping things moving, both literally and figuratively.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. A couple of months ago, out in front of my house, the entire street was ripped up, and I was trying to figure out why. Well, I have a house in the Milwaukee County area. What has happened is that all the lead pipes that were along that particular street were ripped up, and they put in new polymer pipes. So
very nice. You know, very
nice.
Again, this is more infrastructure. That's the point,
Jack. This
and
is progress.
Where that money is coming from?
Absolutely. Yep. Thanks so much for the call, Jack.
Really appreciate it.
I don't know if it's is it beholden on the media, because it's also ultimately, and that's what I think, because we wanted to follow up, because Keith called at the end of the day yesterday, and he was right as far as what happened last year
with the 401k.
With the 401ks. And you know, I don't check because I'm young enough where I'm not checking my 401k because I just let it be, let it grow. Not, but like I'm not anywhere near close to retirement, right? No. Versus someone your age who's right. Like, wait,
I'm looking ahead to a couple
my
years.
My money
from
better
now.
Be in order.
Yeah,
and so that's what I mean as far as like it's interesting as far as the actual defined indicators that we're told talk about the economy, unemployment, job creation, GDP, inflation, and the difference between how people actually feel about it. Like those two things don't necessarily align. And so I'm really interested to hear from more people from you of why do you think Americans are so down about the economy despite some of these numbers? Or how do you feel personally about the economy? 844-967-2789.
I was going to say, I feel like one of the reasons why people might feel that way too is because they might not be getting raises. They might not be moving into the house or having a hard time finding a place and something like that. So when the economy affects you in those ways, of course the economy is bad because it's affecting you poorly,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I get that. I mean, like I said before yesterday, I mean, if you had asked me, I'd been like, I'm ambivalent. I'm like, I have no idea. It doesn't seem like it's good, but it's better.
But what you said, it doesn't seem like it's
no,
good.
No, exactly.
Like that your like instinct is to say like, at best. All right. Well, we would love to hear from you. How do you feel about the economy or... Why do you think Americans are so down about the economy despite...
What's going on, America?
What's going on, America? Let's talk. We're in Wisconsin. All right. 844-96-PARTY. We'll be back in a minute.
I was in the right.
Yes, absolutely in the
right. I certainly was in the right.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
And I was Isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected overnight, with lows around 57. South winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 71. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows around 48. Mainly clear Friday with a high of 74. 80 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One of the things that is absolutely contemptible is the way the Republicans in Congress are attacking Jack Smith and his wife and attacking the United States and the whole Department of Justice for this indictment of Donald Trump. You know, it's one thing for somebody to get up on his hind legs at a press conference and go, no, I think Trump's innocent and, you know, why aren't they going after Hillary and all? Yeah, they all do that kind of stuff. But to actually take steps to injure the Department of Justice and the FBI is contemptible. It's treason. It is treason. Let me give you some of the lowlights of what the Republicans in Congress are doing. Marjorie Taylor Greene is introducing legislation to defund Jack Smith. Defund Jack Smith. Cut off his salary. There was a tactic that was launched in Congress well in the early 20th century where they took the position that they could pass, they have the power to appropriate, right? Tax, to spend and all that. That they have the power to laser-like focus on one person's salary or one department. And that's been used from time to time during the 20th century. It's fallen into disuse. They've revived it. Now, if she puts in a bill to defund Jack Smith, A, that has to pass the House. And I'll tell you what, if there are any House members who are Republicans who somehow are posing as moderates and want to run statewide or something, a guy, you are toast if you vote for that. But let's say it passes. No Democrat will vote for it. Old Chuck Schumer won't let that see the light of day. Old Chuck Schumer will not let that see the light of day. But they're doing it to put pressure that he's supposed to work for no money. Guy's not a wealthy guy. He's family. Number two, they are now, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan is attacking Jack Smith's wife. His wife. And Trump is attacking his wife. You know, they did that with the judge in New York in the Bragg case. They try to get to the soft under. That was a mafia tactic, by the way. Organized crime would attack families to terrorize people. They're attacking him and they're attacking her. They're following Trump's lead. Kevin McCarthy is so weak. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene is sort of like his Eileen Mercedes Cannon, you know, on her knees before El Gordo. So he has to reciprocate a little bit. So he's saying, well, it might be a good idea to defund Jack Smith. There's also a bill now in to defund the FBI and the Department of Justice. That presumably won't go anywhere. But word to the handful of people posing as moderate Republicans in the state, if you so much as vote for that, you should leave the state. You're not going statewide. You should leave the state. J.D. Vance in the Senate has said he will block all Department of Justice appointments, all U.S. attorneys, all people in the Department of Justice, the heads of the Civil Rights Division, for instance, and Organized Crime Division, all that. Anybody appointed, he'll block them until they somehow get Jack Smith. That is a betrayal of this country. That is a betrayal of this country. And then Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan is going to issue a subpoena to Jack Smith, force him to come in, he says, explain his reasons for prosecuting Trump and not, you know, Pence and not Biden and not Hillary Clinton and all this. And Kevin McCarthy said he approves of that. That's not going to go anywhere because they tried that with Bragg and they're going to turn it down. They're not going to agree to it. But then it's going to go to the Supreme Court. Six tarantulas, I think, aren't stupid enough to enforce a subpoena like that. But you never know. I got a message for the Republican Party. Why are you doing this? Not because you're good or bad. You're stupid. It doesn't take much in the way of anything between your ears to know you are going out on a limb attacking our own law enforcement. I'm going to go to quick to the lines. Jack of Merrimack, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Jack?
Well, first of all, it sounds like empty green has this defund the police thing down pretty bad. Secondly, there's several editorials that I've read that have pointed out there's a huge difference between what Trump did with these papers and what anybody else has ever done with them in the past. Basically, they all say pretty much the same thing, which is if Trump had said, oh, geez, yeah, you know, I do have these top secret papers, I'm going to give them back to you right away. But instead, he moved papers around. He moved boxes to different locations, out of, you know, one state to another. I mean, the guy clearly trying to avoid any kind of cooperation. There's a term for that. He's definitely guilty of that. And I think that's what he's being charged at, not with actually disseminating or holding these papers, regardless of what he may have actually done with them.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. And here's how I'd respond to that. That is true. Pence and Biden, people leave the office and they have some stuff and they call it on themselves and they get it returned. Hillary Clinton didn't have classified information on her phone, but she had the idea, not her, it was her phone, her private server. That had nothing to do with this. But I know he disseminated them, and they have got to establish that to establish motive. Because even people in the exile community in Miami, if they feel that the Russians and the Chinese got this stuff because of him, that will change some minds. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Do not hang up. Stay on. I'll get you right after the break.
Getting so much better all the time.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Powerful storms in the south. Here's CBS's Mark Strassman.
A severe weather outbreak pummeling states from north to south. The storms are part of a late season system parked over the southeast, bringing waves of severe weather and record rainfall to the region.
At least eight tornadoes confirmed the tour through communities in Alabama and Georgia. Georgia. Wildfires are spreading in Minnesota, causing the worst air quality in the U.S. WCCO-TV meteorologist Chris Schaefer.
If you're coughing out there, it could be allergies, of course, but likely it's because of the thick smoke out there. You can smell it in the air. You can taste it in the air. That's how bad it is.
Interest rates are staying the same for now. CBS's Michael George.
The Federal Reserve hit the pause button. Wednesday's central bank decision marked the first time the Fed has skipped a rate hike since March of last year.
Chairman Jerome Powell signaled more rate hikes could come in the months ahead. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes! That's awesome!
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK. UK.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing, advertise today. With a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel! It's your Ethel,
calm down. What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Whatever you want from anywhere for free. Listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Right to the lines. Steve in Milwaukee, my friend. You're first. What's on your mind today, Steve?
Hey, Matt, with regards to Cannon, I think you should, I prefer you use El Gordo versus Guapo. You know, Trump loving his burgers and throwing ketchup all over the place.
Right. El Guapo is the handsome
Eugene,
one.
Eugene Carroll got her case amended, so she could go back after him.
Right.
I still wish that Jack Smith would just go, and I wonder how long it's going to take for him to get him for the January 6th.
Right. Well, that one is still pending, and that one would be in Washington, D.C. And just a little bit of inside scoop, two fake electors from, I think it was Nevada, were dragged to Washington, just testified. They're very much on that. They're very much on that. I want to see those fake electors, Steve. I want to see them prosecuted. What they did was a fraud, and they should be prosecuted in all these states. But you're right. We'll call them El Gordo from now on, not El Guapo. And excellent call as always. Thanks. Gina Beauclair, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind. Hey, Gene.
Oh, hi, Matt. Thanks for the great show and all your really wonderful callers. You know, Trump committed serious crimes. Let's get with the program. You know, serious crimes against the United States of America. He blatantly broke the law, national security at risk, and, you know, the safety and security of our country. And, you know, when they go to the reasons of why did he do this? You know, remember, he somewhat, and I don't know what people call it, but extortion in a sense of not giving Ukraine the money that was allocated for them unless he brought up things about Biden. Now, this guy has a history. Remember Pecker? When people were running against him, they had to be good, or Pecker would release all this information. That's a power thing. That's used to blackmail people. That's used to get people to do what they want them to do. And I really wonder how many things he has on different people that are close to him, you know, that are still kissing his feet. But I really encourage everybody to read that document. This is so serious of the dangers he has put us in, and just handling those documents casually. This is not anything compared to Biden or Clinton. This is real bad stuff. And I just want to quick give a site where people like me who sometimes can't find things, there's a place called Lawfare, Lawfare blog.com. And if you go down the front page, there's a place that has documents. And it says Donald Trump, Mar-a-Lago indictment unsealed. You can read the entire, and it goes to the government website. So you can read the entire document. Look for yourselves. Go through this. See the agencies that protect us in our country, that this guy is at risk. And all thank you, Matt. I didn't mean to go on and on. But
no, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. And I'm going to respond to that in a second. We're going to go to two more callers now, though, in order. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. You're first. What's in your mind, eh, Bill?
Well, you know, this is going to be really interesting coming on.
Yeah, I think I just lost you, Bill. Can you hear me? Okay, if you can't, call back and we will put you on. Then we have one other caller. Let's see, one other caller, and Bill will be getting back on. Let's see. CJ the good one. CJ the good one. It's very thanks a lot, CJ. What's in your mind today?
Good afternoon, Matt. I just want to point something out. I can't remember the senator's name that flew over to Russia to hand over documents in 2016 or 2017 to Putin's entourage.
Ron Johnson. But, Ron Johnson, yeah.
Yeah, it was him or another one. I can't remember. I want to say Rand Paul, but I might not be. But anyway, what I got at is being in the intelligence theater for over 12 years, something popped into my email about Cosmos 2558 with the NRO payload in February of 2002 was our satellite launched by SpaceX. It was an Intel satellite, or a reconnaissance satellite, pretty much. And on August 1st, that same year, Russia launched Cosmos 2558. And 2558 landed 0.04 tenths of 1 degree out of orbit of the NROL 87, our satellite, which is called USA 326. And if I adjusted my scope on my long-range rifle that a competition shoot with, I'm off the target by almost 8 inches at 800 yards. And to get a satellite within 0.4 degree at 22 miles up, there is no way you can calculate the numbers or crunch the numbers without having the numbers handed over to you. And it takes about 4 years to build, 4 or 5 years to build a satellite. And Cosmos 2558 is a counterintelligence satellite. So it's trailing in the exact same orbit and apparently has jets on it to maneuver and get closer. So that's my most obvious thing, that we were sold out to Russia.
That is a excellent call. That is an excellent call. And this is CJ has a history in that community, that intelligence community. I know that Ron Johnson went over there on 4th of July, I think, to hang out with the Ruskies. I don't know that he brought documents, but if it was another senator, we're going to find out who that was. But more to the point, there was satellite info. There was satellite info in the documents that Trump took to Mar-a-Lago and didn't protect. And people tell me, you know, Republicans will say, well, Matt, what's the motive? You know, he didn't, there's no evidence that he turned them over. Let me tell you something. I'm going to repeat something I said the other day. In a criminal case, you very frequently don't have a photograph and an audio of the crime in progress. But one of the things that people do will be conceal their identities, or they'll do something that they'll say, hey, it wasn't me. You know, they'll shave off their beard, change their clothes, and get a haircut. That is admissible as circumstantial evidence from which the jury can infer that they did that because they were guilty of the crime itself. In this particular case, Trump will shrug his shoulders and he'll go, hey, no, I didn't. There's no proof that I turned it over to anybody. I didn't turn it over to anybody. Well, putting aside why you took hundreds of documents that were so top secret that some of them you weren't even charged on because the CIA is afraid they'd have to have them introduced in evidence or blow everything up to smithereens. But the good CJ just pointed out, how did they get our satellite coordinates? How did they get our satellite coordinates? Who's given them these documents? Why is the Republican Party so pro-Putin? Not all of them. Moscow Mitch is not pro-Putin. He went over to Ukraine to stand with Zelensky. So did a couple of other Republican senators. And even Kevin McCarthy went over to stand with Zelensky, assuming that he was sincere. But there are a lot of them that are pro-Putin. They're pro-authoritarian. And they're led by Trump. And in this case, Trump took those documents to monetize them. By that, I mean, he either got money. And how did Jared Kushner get $2 billion? You know, $2 billion is a lot of money. For what? And that was after Trump had lost the election. How did he get $2 billion? What other money has Trump gotten? What is he doing in return for that money? You think these guys are philanthropists and they gave it to Kushner because they like him? They knew that Trump on January 20th was out of there. Trump took all these top secret documents. And for the rest of that year, there was such a spike in the capture and execution of our undercover agents that the CIA had to send out a station memo saying, we got to be more careful. Yeah, we got to be more careful. We shouldn't have elected Trump in the first place. Trump has betrayed the country. This motive must come out. It can't just be, oh, he was sloppy with, he wasn't sloppy with documents. He was deliberately sloppy with documents so that our enemies could get him and some of our spies were killed. And what are we going to do at the trial? Is Jack Smith going to say, here's a picture of the guy who was killed. He was killed because Trump turned him in by doing this. That's what he should do. That's the right thing to do. But they're not going to do that and spill the beans on our undercover operations. That's what's going on here, and that's got to be disclosed. Bill of Economowoc, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Bill?
You know, what's interesting, they always blame the Democrats. Remember, it was Republicans that started the investigation, Adam. and Liz. Remember, it was Republicans that said he was guilty. James Comey, Robert Mueller. I'm trying to think of the other one. Even this Ray. These are Republicans, and they right. say he's guilty. And yet they blame the Democrats. Wait a minute. It's what should be going on now. Is somebody saying, or I'd like to say to the Republicans, thank you guys who want to clean up your party are so ashamed of having this guy in politics. You know, when he came into politics, a lot of people said, well, they tried to get him out right away. Well, of course they did. 26 sexual assaults, 11 bankruptcies. You want this man representing the country? I don't want my grandkids to know what he did. I don't want anybody to know what he did. He had to leave. He was a clear and present danger. I mean, his record speaks for itself. Oh, you just don't like Trump. No, we don't like terrorism. And domestic terrorism from an ex-president is the worst that you could have. Internal terrorism. They're terrorists. Ron Johnson, if I were him, I'd get a long ride to Moscow and might not come back. Because he knows it's just a matter of time that the clock's ticking. And, hey, Ron, what did you know about those fake electoral votes? He said, well, I was only involved for 3 seconds. Ron, don't insult people's intelligence.
Great call. Great call, Bill. Great call. And there's a lot of Republicans I have a lot of respect for, and Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger are right at the top. There's a lot of other good ones, too. Thanks an awful lot. She's squeezing one more call before the break. Tom of West Allis, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind today, Tom?
Hey, man, real quick, and I apologize if this was brought up already. I just didn't have a chance to listen. Marjorie Taylor Greene did that thing where she went into the sit there and took notes and all of that. Have we spoken about that? And if not, why is no one looking into charging her for what she did? Because we all know that that was completely against the rules.
Right. Tom of West Allis, and by the way, there's more on the line. I'm going to respond to Tom, and then if we go to a break, do not hang up. Anyone else? I see you. I'm going to take you. What Tom's referring to is there was that episode where the Democrat, Pelosi, had the House, and they permitted Republicans to come into a secure room on the Intelligence Committee, along with Adam Schiff and the rest of them, and look at certain documents because they wanted to see them. It is against the law to bring a phone, to bring a camera, or to bring audio equipment into that room. It's against the law. You can go in and see him with your two eyeballs, and that is it. So Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and some of the others whipped out phones because they don't search these guys on the way in. And they took pictures. And they should be prosecuted. But have you noticed, nobody has been prosecuting any member of Congress for blowing off subpoenas and all this. They're afraid to. I don't know why. I would, but I don't want to load too much on Jack Smith. But Tom, that's an excellent point. Go to a break. I see you on the lines, the rest of you. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Back right after the break to the lines.
The ring of fire. The ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Wapaw area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess?
Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 57 overnight.
Under cloudy skies, southerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 71. Lows around 48. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 74. Friday, under mainly clear skies. 80 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Yep.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I can get to all of you. Do not hang up. We're going to start with Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
I'll make it quick, Matt. Great show. I just wanted to respond a bit to the previous caller who was talking about satellites. And I really appreciated that call and all the information that he gave. I think it's important to remember that satellites are the next area where warfare is going to happen. That is where war is going to happen, is through satellites and what they provide. And that's why it's so important for our defense. I wanted to respond to the question that you had of why are the Republicans so pro-Putin? I would remind people that the Washington Post article from back in 2017, in which Kevin McCarthy asked then Speaker Paul Ryan, I think there are two people that Putin pays, Rohrabacher and Trump. And Speaker's response was not, oh, my God, let's call the FBI. His response was instead, shh, keep that in the family. From there we go. Ryan leaves. He leaves Fox and joins Fox News, the board of directors, to, quote, spend more time with his family. He doesn't have any big thing happening in his family, no illness, no death in the family. His kids are older, but he wanted to spend more time in the family. I always thought that was the oddest thing, that a man, young guy, speaker, had run for VP, just suddenly decides to turn his back on the whole thing and walk out the other way. But perhaps the fact that reports of in Trump's own administration, the 17 intel agencies that said, yes, Russia did have a role in the election and, critical. And now here we are where, satellite. At your point is really well taken, Matt. Who gave them the coordinates for the satellite? Who did that? And there are a whole lot of questions that are keep emerging, and this is the start of one of them, and I think it's fascinating. And I'd encourage other people who have a sense of the complexity and thoroughness, as you do from your military service, of what is involved with these classified documents, top secret documents, important documents that keep us safe. So thanks for the show, and I just wanted to respond to those elements. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great call. And you just reminded me of something, and shame on me for not having remembered it, that the conversation did happen. It happened with Kevin McCarthy. And he was told they're paying two people, Rohrabacher, who then lost his seat. He was a California congressman, and Trump. And Trump, with Manafort running his campaign during the 2016 the Republican convention, changed their platform to make it pro-Russian and not pro-Ukraine. Trump is on the take from the Russians. I'll say that again. Trump is on the take from the Russians, and he has been for a long time, because even Eric Trump said they got their funding from Russia, and this is going back 20 years, because American banks won't give money anymore because he stiffs them and he goes bankrupt. Trump is on the take from the Russians. And that was the reason for the stealing of the documents. The Saudis and the Russians right now are in cahoots. Saudi Arabia has even normalized relations with Iran. which has a tremendous hatred of the United States. Trump turned our documents over to them for money. I can't put it any more bluntly. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling us from Monday. Wisco Paul.
Thanks, Matt, for your great show today, and thanks to all your callers. I think some of the Republicans have taken campaign money from the Russians also, and I don't trust Ron Johnson as far as I can throw him, which isn't very far. But thank heavens for Jack Smith. I don't think he has a fear of anybody or anything, and he will get to the bottom of this. I hope it comes quicker, sooner than later, because this is very, very serious. But I think we're in good hands with him. And heaven forbid if he doesn't get to the bottom of it. But I think there's Russian money involved in a lot of things here, and that's the silence. Thanks, Matt. And it's just awesome learning all this stuff.
Thank you, Paul. Excellent call, as always. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind, Mark?
Yeah, thanks, Paul and Bill and Joel. I think what really needs to happen is they need to start going after the January 6th collaborators, which includes a lot of the congressmen that are flapping in the malls right now. But I think the reason they're so emboldened is that we haven't gone after them yet, and we know who was involved. Lauren Boebert was tweeting out the position where Nancy Pelosi was. They're trying to get her killed. I mean, that we know what the involvement of Marjorie Taylor Greene was in all this. That we know Ron Johnson actually more or less admitted to being, toting fake elector, documentation around and involved in that nationwide conspiracy. And I say conspiracy, not just a scheme. It was a conspiracy because across state lines, it was a well-coordinated effort to try to violate the Constitution and ignore the 14th Amendment, Section 2, which says that we, the electorate, are supposed to choose the electors, not the legislature. I think they're emboldened. Right. They think that they keep flapping their mouths, nobody's going to go after
right.
them. And I think, nope, this is the time you go after them and pin their ears back and lead them away in handcuffs. If you got the goods on them, do it now, because then that'll shut them up.
Good for you. Mark, thanks a lot. Excellent call. I'll leave you with one other thing. This really, really frosts me. Ana Paulina Luna, who's a right-wing nut Republican congresswoman from Florida, has brought a motion to censure Adam Schiff and fine him $16 million. $16 million. They're playing off of when Pelosi imposed fines for people that showed up without masks during the pandemic or tried to run around the metal detector and brought guns on the floor. And that those fines were a month's salary or something, $16 million. And what is his offense? Chairing the Intelligence Committee and looking into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Well, Joe Madison pointed out there was interference. All of our intelligence agencies said it. And the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, run by Republicans at the time, said it. The Republican senators said it at the time. And now they're having to fight in the House to protect Adam Schiff, who's running for the Senate in California. What they're really trying to do is knife him out there because they're afraid of him. But A, it's unconstitutional. There's no authority in the Congress to fine anything. What Nancy did was withhold their pay, and then they can litigate it until they wear a mask or stop bringing a gun onto the floor. But an affirmative fine, she never did, and you can't do it. It violates several sections of the Constitution. But this is the kind of punitive stuff. And the fact is, there are a lot of good Republicans. There really are. I'd like to see him start stepping up. Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney stepped up. Mitt Romney voted to convict on two impeachments, but they are very few and far between. Guys, let's see more of you step up. Coming into the show, great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. Like a rolling stone.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trygve Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.